Blackstone Audio presents Roar by Cora Carmack. This book is read by Sunila Nankani. For my mother. I kept struggling to find the words to thank you, and the simplest ones seemed to be this. I would be nothing without you. I love you. And for Amy, you were the first to fan the flames of this dream, and it might have died out long ago without you. Prologue. He had waited for this day for so many years. It had been the thing that kept him alive when all the others had died, that had kept him sane when madness was his only friend. It drove him forward when his life had not seemed worth living. Revenge, swift and sweet. He'd turned the skies to fire and ocean waves into weapons. He'd blown winds strong enough to topple walls and dropped twisters from the sky like rain. He'd brought fury and ruin like Kaelira had never known, but it was not enough. Revenge had slipped through his grasp this time, but he believed in second chances. It was time again for tempests to rain, to purge those undeserving of their magic and start again. This was a war only he could wage. For the storms of his world were violent, hungry beasts, intent on destruction and death and despair. And they called him master. When the first tribes of Kaelira forsook their ancestors in the stars, the goddess Resna fashioned for herself new children, children of light and air and water and fire, children whose wrath and sorrow matched her own.